Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
You damn punks, get off my lawn! I'm gonna eat all of your brains. There you are out there and you're making all that noise, you young whippersnippers. I oughta, why, you know, when I was your age, I was out there mowing the lawn, cleaning up the garden, pulling out the leaves, and I was doing it both ways, uphill, in the cold, with my shorts on. Hi, EW.
I thought you were pants free.
Oh, I wear pants.
Oh, okay.
I'm not like the weird pig. I'm definitely not going to be going pants free in this particular climb, because it gets cold out here sometimes, and I tend to like my wriggly bits to stay on me body, not falling off.
You don't like them frozen.
I don't like my bits frozen, and I don't like to duct tape them back on.
I have two questions for you.
I don't have any.
Well, the first one is, do you know who, oh God, I forgot her name already.
Sylvia something?
Yeah, Sylvia Brown. Sylvia Brown.
You know, no, not really, but apparently Facebook certainly does.
Well, she was a psychic. She was a really popular psychic on a certain talk show, and apparently she passed away.
I bet she didn't see that coming.
Ba-dum-bum. That was my joke.
Yeah. Anyway, I was the first thing I saw when I saw the news bit on Facebook. It's like, I wonder how many people are going to use that. How many abuse that?
First thing that came to my mind, literally. But
precisely. That was the first thing
this,
anybody comes to mind.
This weekend.
No.
Big date.
No.
Big date. Saturday.
No.
Saturday.
No.
Why?
Because.
Why not?
Because. Squirrel.
Yeah. 50th anniversary?
50th anniversary of whom? Oh, the Big D.
Yes, sir.
The Big DW.
Hey, I'm ready.
So you're a Doctor Who fan, are you?
I got addicted. Well, here's what happened. I started watching the newer version. So I got started watching with Kristen Eccleston. Hope I said his name right. Anyway, I got addicted from that point, and I've watched everything of the newer versions. Now I got to play catch up in the old versions. So,
yes, because I personally, I'm an old Who fan. I have not watched the new Who. I'm sorry, I just went with the boo hoo hoo part. I've watched Eccleston. I've watched some of the guy after him, and then I just haven't had time to watch any of the stuff afterwards. But the previous Who, I've gone back all the way to Patrick Troughton, who's the first Who. I enjoyed Doctor Who when I was younger. They was fun. Good stuff.
I gotta say, they did make it where if didn't matter which version you paid attention to, you would still be able to be up to date on it. But I think there's still some references to the older one that when you watch this 50th anniversary, you're going to have to know something about them. But I did find something else out, which I'm curious if it's true. I want to say it's number 5, the fifth Doctor.
And his daughter?
No, his son.
His son, yes.
Or son-in-law, sorry, son-in-law. Son-in-law was another was one of the other doctors.
Yes, and somebody's daughter. It's some roundabout type things like I wouldn't whatever.
Well,
it's really weird.
I think it's Doctor number 5 and the one that came after Matt. No, maybe it was before Matthew. Yeah, the one before Matthew. So those are the two, the father and father-in-law and son-in-law. Which is actually kind of interesting that it would actually boil down to something like that.
Whatever. That's all a play on that redneck thing. My grandpa, my daughters, and my
sisters, and what I don't remember, really remember how the rest of that song goes, but there is that little song that goes with that, and roundabout, and around, and around, and around, and around. It's like, hey, look.
Isn't that She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain? Oh, wait, wrong song.
I don't know nothing about that song either, because it's definitely not in today's intermezzo-age. Nuh-uh. Today's intermezzo-age is going to be like, ooh, didn't see that one coming. Nuh-uh.
Right.
By the way, in case anybody is really wondering in the chat room or in the general overall listening audience perspective, I'm really tired today for no particular reason. I don't know why, but I am. So that's what the rest of the show will be. Oh, look, kooky.
You want coffee?
No. I actually don't drink the brown sauce.
Do you drink tea at least?
Yeah, maybe once a month.
Oh. Okay.
Or if I'm sick.
But that's not 100% true, because I do know you drink a brown sauce that has bubbly in it.
I do drink that one. I drink the good brown sauce. It's the liquid meth. But, and I know everybody knows that I'm in Toronto, right?
Right.
I am not Rob Ford, just so we're all clear.
Oh, yeah.
And what really makes me laugh my patooties off is that every single freaking person right now in the world knows who the hell he is. And I'm before this is like, really? He's just some goof, man.
Now, honestly, I don't know who he is. When we were looking up headlines, when I was looking up headlines for
he's on the headlines everywhere right now.
That's how I found out a little bit, but I still don't know. I just know he's some kind of like Senate type seat.
He's mayor of Toronto.
Oh, is that what he is? Okay, see, I had no clue.
Yeah, he's just city mayor. That's it. He's. I'm not even going in there. It's like just not worth watching.
So yeah,
it's so aggravating. The whole nine yards. It's not even. I'm really not that against what him. It's like, okay, he did some stupid crap, and now he's got to pay the price for it. Whatever. It's just the whole media dog and pony show that's just making it. Wow, this was really not that big a deal, but now you're just making it like super puper blah. So whatever. Moving on. I just mentioning that because we were talking about Coke, and I don't do Coke. I do Coke.
Yes, yes.
The flavor of savor.
Yeah. I just all those commercials. I'm waiting for you to actually take a drink and do the polar bear.
I did take a drink.
Yeah, but you got to do the polar bear.
I don't do the polar bear because I never liked the polar bear commercials.
Really?
Yeah, they were not ones for me.
Which one? What's your favorite Coke commercial?
My favorite Coke commercial had Krampus in it.
Would it be for the movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what Krampus is?
Yes, Krampus Claus.
He's not Claus, he's just Krampus.
Well, I call him Krampus Claus because everybody, the only way to relate him or kind of get an image of who he is.
Basically, Bad Santa.
Bad Santa, yep.
Bad Santa!
Speaking of which...
No.
I haven't seen it yet, but that I forget what it's called, the with the old man, you know, kind of.
Oh, Bad Grandpa.
Bad Grandpa, there
yeah.
you go.
No, I'm not even going to plan on watching that. That's one of those who are those guys? Johnny Knoxville,
the Jackass crew.
Jackass. Yeah, them. Yeah.
Well, I saw a preview, or not a preview, but a clip, I guess.
Oh, the clip is funny as hell.
Which one did you see?
I've seen the clip where he's got the little boy dressed up as a little girl in the beauty contest thing. It's like, oh god, that was funny. At the wedding, at a grocery store. It's like, okay, this was funny in bits. I can't watch the whole thing because I'll either pee myself laughing or really, really, really say what's wrong with the world. But we're going to move on to... Oh, what's Jack? Jack's saying bad things about me right now.
Oh, I was looking at Matthew's comments. Sorry.
Well, Matthew was saying about other stuff, about radio and stuff. But what is Jack talking about? I don't know what he's saying. Whatever. We'll move on. I don't know. he's a slow typer, so it may be a while before he gets an answer back on that one. But we're going to go to movie time right now.
Yes.
I'm going to throw out a couple of good movies because this weekend I saw nothing but good movies this weekend. None of my really bad movies. None of my... No zombies either this weekend. It's been like this last 2 weeks of no zombies. I'm going to refresh that with this weekend and have zombie movies.
It's been 3 weeks. Oh, no, I take it back. Yeah, there was one in that. Okay, so two and a half weeks. How about that?
Huh? I have a stick. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's long.
Oh, did you not see the movie Fifth Element?
I have.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry. It won't happen again. You're right, it won't. Deet, 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 deet. Pagoom! The henchman guy is calling him from the airport.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, president, the whole phone explodes. It's awesome. I love that movie, by the way. Thor 2, the dark place thingy place stuff. Overall, good movie. Fun. Worth watching. Not really a big fan of Natalie Portman in this movie. You know how everybody says, oh, the sequel's always worse, or sequel's better. I like this one better than the first one. It's like, I'm stuck in this whole, well, I liked some from the first, I liked some from the second. If they were both mashed together, then it would be better. Oh, okay, so he really? Jack didn't strike me as being a polar bear Coke guy. Oh, well, whatever. Sorry, multitasking. I should probably stop doing that when doing a radio show because, oh, God forbid that I might actually look and read several different things at once and start commenting on all three of them at the same time. So,
well, you know, I've heard a lot of things about Natalie Portman in this one, and a lot of people said that her role was just really
bland. It was bland.
Yeah.
It was bland. It was, for lack of anything better, it was, oh, so she was in the first one and you had to really put her in the second one, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
It really, everybody else in this movie I loved. Dudeface, who played Eric Solvig, the professor guy who had his mind taken over in the first movie, or in the Avengers movie. He was hilarious. And I have consistently told Greg that he needs to watch this movie for one specific line that this guy does in the movie that I thoroughly laughed my ass off, and in the theater probably got a few stares at because I was laughing so loud. So it's a tender moment that's talking about, oh, well, we have to go do something, and it's going to happen over here, and we got to do this. And he turns around, and he's not wearing pants. The lead up to it is important in the movie, but right now he's not wearing pants. And he says, oh, I guess I should get my pants then, huh? And it's just so deadpan hilarious that it's just, wow, that's hilarious. And comparing this movie versus the first Thor movie, this movie gets the comedy element of comic book superheroes. It's just... Yeah?
I said sweet.
Oh, okay. And Jack has his name down in there. That's cool. Kat Deming. What? Huh?
I don't know. Apparently it's supposed to happen online.
Huh. I don't know who Kat Deming is.
Nor I, but I guess we're Googling after, huh?
Well, I can Google now because I'm actually quick that way. Oh, yes, she was in the movie. She's going to get naked online? Really? She's actually one of the funniest people in the movie.
Well, isn't she the one that was...
She's her Natalie Portman's intern.
I was going to say intern or sister or something like that, but yeah.
Yes, and she gets her own intern. Well, I'm an intern too. I don't get paid either. A large portion of the movie is set in England. London specifically, more even so.
Nice. Well, that explains...
Cute. By the way, Kat Deming is cute.
That explains this episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, I saw that movie, Defendor. No, I haven't seen that movie yet. No, I did see that movie. I don't remember what I saw that movie. Yes, no, I did see that movie. That movie was funny. We won't go any more on that.
Are you multitasking again?
Yes. Two Broke Girls. I haven't seen that one. Sorry. I am not so full of... I'm not falling. Is that supposed to be fail?
Yeah, that's fail.
Poop on you, War Dog. Poop on you. Very big things. Very big things. Okay. So Thor 2. Amusing, funny, lots of good eye candy for the boys and girls. Unfortunately, more of the eye candy is for the girls than it is for the boys. There's no sexy, slutty girls. Rene Russo actually really surprised the crap out of me in a couple of scenes that she had, where she was like, wow, I didn't know she could move that fast. She has a combat scene in there. It's like, ooh, nice. We won't tell you about the little quiet, sad, emotional moment in there, but it involves some people.
Yeah.
Huh? But yes, other things that I really enjoyed about this movie. Visually, quite stunning. Lots of big explodey type things, lots of panorama views, lots of great special effects and everything. And we went and saw this movie in 3D, which, I'm not a really big fan of 3D. I think it's a gimmick. I think it's fad. I think it's going to fade on its own soon enough. And I don't really think 3D added much to this movie. But I still saw it in 3D.
I think the only thing in for any of the Thor movies that really stood out as a 3D would be him throwing a hammer. That's about it.
That scene was in there a couple of times. There were a couple of leaf falling moments that had it. There was the speeder running away over the waters moment. There's a couple of other things. One of the things that did kill me about this, and I saw this comment on somewhere else's Facebook page at some point, was, yeah, but why is Thor in all these spaceships and flying through space and stuff? Thor didn't actually fly through space in the spaceships or whatever, but the whole dark elf side of the equation from the original storylines, which never really fully developed in the comics, but they tried to really take a big stab at it here. It's like, really? They're dark elves and they're flying around in spaceships. All right. It presupposes the whole concept of any technology that is far superior enough that can be seen to be not confused by, can be perceived as being magic as opposed to, etc. I get that, but it looked like a spaceship. It smelled like a spaceship. It talked like a spaceship. It was a spaceship.
And I gotta correct it. It's not a hammer. It's Mjolnir.
It's the hammer. Hammer time!
He actually named it.
Mjolnir, so. Yes.
Yeah. now, I have to ask a question. Do they keep the traditional scene after the credits?
Okay. So, if you're going to go to the theaters to watch this movie, stay to the entire end of the movie. There are two little bonus bumper bumps.
Bingo.
Two. Not just one. Two. Okay, so one is, hey, lining up storyline for the future movies. Awesome. Second one, oh, look, happy, sappy, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, that's funny. That's the second one.
Okay.
I'm not spoiling them for you. I'm just going to tell you and, like, load it up for you. It's like, watch both. Okay? Okay. Now, I love what they did on the first of the little bumper bumps at the end of the credits. It is leading up to such a large, cosmic, awesome storyline, and I swear to God, I hope they don't mess it up. But I will be willing to expect that all of the Avengers movies coming... Oh, and by the way, if you haven't seen the trailer for Captain America, go watch that, because that's going to be freaking awesome, too.
Bits and pieces of a new, supposedly leaked trailer.
I don't know about it.
I don't know about it. I don't know.
We're not going to talk about it.
I'm just saying, it's making the new Captain America look really good.
Oh, no. The trailer is available now. You can see it at the theater.
No, this one supposedly isn't that.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about another trailer. It's like, okay, they'll release that the week before the movie's out sort of crap. Whatever.
Yeah, something like that. But they do show the...
They're introducing the Falcon.
I saw that.
It's like, what the? Wait. Yeah, okay. By the way, do you know who the Winter Soldier is?
I do.
Okay.
I just don't remember. It's been a while, so I don't remember how that came up together. But, yeah, I do remember who he is.
And we all know who the Black Widow is, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we know who Captain America is, right?
Yeah. No.
No? Okay. Now... We all saw the movie Captain America, right?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Okay, and you do remember the part where Bucky kind of dives off the edge and he kind of, like, disappears, right?
Yeah, no, he didn't dive off the edge, he fell.
Same thing. Flying is about throwing yourself at the ground and not hitting the ground.
Okay.
Sorry, flying is about throwing yourself at the ground and missing.
That's not flying, that's just falling gracefully.
Same thing. I don't know what War Dog's question there about. Only two, I heard there were three. What?
I don't know.
Misa not know. Misa ask question, Misa say, hi. Millennium Falcon. Yes, the Millennium Falcon is going to be in Captain America. However, and as we probably do or do not recognize and realize and understand that all of these Marvel movies that have come out over the last little while, the good Marvel movies, these are based on Ultimates comic book series, which is not the standard Marvel universe. So when we're looking at the development of characters and stuff, when we look at Nick Fury and he's an African-American man, that's not the original Nick Fury. Okay?
Right.
But that's who Nick Fury is in the Ultimate Series comics, which is fine. I mean, I like him as Nick Fury. I think he plays a great badass commander of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like, that's awesome. You know? It's just a different story. It's like watching The Walking Dead. You watch a TV series, and then you read the comic book series. There are a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. Moving along with, and I had a point there, but it went away. I'll come back to it again. It will come back to me and hit me. But Marvel movies are based on the Ultimate Comics series, which means that the heroes are a little bit different. Hulk is different. Their backstories are a little different, etc. Now, and I'm hoping I'm not going to spoiler alert anybody, but guess what? I'm going to spoiler alert the crap out of you. Winter Soldier. If you're going to watch this movie and don't know who the Winter Soldier is and don't want to know yet, cover your ears because I'm going to mention it right now. Ding dong, ding dong, ding. I give you a warning. 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 If you don't listen to the warning, it's Bucky Barnes.
Yep. That really.
Okay. Now he's been picked up by the KGB and brainwashed with the exact same program that Black Widow was forced to go through.
That's right.
So there's the connection for why the whole storyline brings it all together, and it's like, oh, that's awesome. And I agree with Jack. Sergeant Fury and Dum-Dum Dugan in the Howling Commandos would have been great to have them as a much greater part in the Captain America 1, but that's, you know, they can only do so much. But they would have been cool.
Do you think they're going to do a spin-off of...
No. Yes. Maybe.
Fury's story?
Who?
Fury. You think they're going to do a spin-off of Fury's story?
Sure. He's such a popular character.
Yeah. Well, he's really making his appearance through almost every one of them now.
What, in Agents of Fury? I have not seen it yet.
No, he hasn't. Well, he made one appearance in Agents of Fury. However, okay, spoiler alert, if you did not watch last night's, there is a new...
La 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 la.
New Asgardian.
Oh, pff, there's no such thing as a new Asgardian.
Well, okay, you're right. He's kind of technically not new. Anyone's ever... But he is... He is a character that they never really name. That he's more like, I guess, like a warrior, a berserker.
All Asgardians are warriors.
No. But this one is a particular type. This one's called a berserker.
Yes, that is a part of the whole mythos of the Asgard.
Yeah, well, they introduced him last
night. He's derivative of the German word Berserkergang, which I'm probably mispronouncing, but the old Vandal... Goths and hordes of the German tribes back in the old days, they'd have berserkers in their tribe and say, okay, you know what, guys? You're up. You're shock troops. They'd go nuts. You didn't want to have these guys in behind you because they'd keep going. They wouldn't stop fighting. They'd have to actually come down from their berserker high, and if you were a friend, you're on the same side as them, they'd still kick your ass too. They were very scary people to have on the battlefield, but they were effective.
Well, I kind of felt it. I kind of thought it was hilarious the one that they picked for the person they picked to be the berserker. And did you ever watch Ghostbusters 2?
Yes, I've seen all the Ghostbusters.
Do you remember the villain, the guy who led the museum?
Viggo.
Yeah.
Evil guy. Yes.
Yeah. he's the Asgardian.
Well, he looks like he could have been a berserker. Hold on. Let me back up for a second here. Do you know what Asgard is supposed to be about?
You would ask me these tough questions.
Asgard is an afterlife.
Oh, is it really? I was going to say they were more of a group, or I mean, a place of protection. But yeah, I forgot about that.
It's Valhalla. It's the gathering of the warrior. Or Valhalla is part of Asgard. It's just one of the realms that just happens to be not quite human, etc. And Niflheim, I always pronounce it wrong. That's hell. That's not hell. Hell is hell. Wait a sec, it's hell or Niflheim? No, it's Niflheim and hell. Hela is the goddess of hell, where the fallen dead go that have misdeeds and stuff. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of that crap in there, whatever. But, yeah. Huh? I'm reading a comment there, I don't understand what it was. Same thing happened to Renee. sure, okay. I'll buy that for $1. So, Thor 2, very worthwhile movie. If you liked Thor 1, you'll like Thor 2. If you didn't like Thor 1, you won't like Thor 2. Kind of the way it works. But I think overall, it was. This is the thing. I don't have a better Thor 1, Thor 2. I like them both really well. They were fun.
Either way, if you sat through it the whole time, your butt will be Thor.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, what Wardog said, I sometimes mistake them. And yes, Niflheim is the land of the inglorious dead. That was the one I was trying to remember the expression for. And Jotunheim is the land of the giants. Yeah, we love the giants. The giants are fun. I really didn't like the way they did the giants because they didn't present the giants in this movie. And the whole thing with the Dark Elves, that was like, kind of a side bent that kind of like, whoa, where'd you guys come with this?
Now, I'm curious. You watched a second movie, which was another part two.
That's why I was going to go into that one now, too. Red 2. Fun movie. Red 1, the first Red was like, these are both comic book movies, too, by the way. If DC could still stick with doing this type of movie, they would start making a whole buttload of money on the movies, as opposed to losing money on the movies that they've been doing for a couple. Catwoman. I'm still disappointed with Catwoman. Oh, my God. and Batman and Robin. Oh my God, that was such a horrible movie. Nipples on bat suits. Oh, horrible. But moving back, Red 2, the return of Bruce Willis into action. Very heavy action movie. I was thinking it was going to be kind of hard to. Okay, so you have, and you've seen
the first one. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of the other one. The whole Nine Yards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the whole Nine Yards and the whole 10 Yards. The whole 10 Yards, not really as good as the whole Nine Yards, but still had a lot of good fun to it. Right. Red 1, Red 2, different movies, but still great. Surprisingly, I just think they're both good. Red 2 builds upon the story from Red 1, but doesn't really add anything to the original story from Red 1. It's just a whole other story with a couple of the same characters, and they go do some other funky, wacky, oh, look. And you know what's really funny? I just realized Anthony Hopkins was in both of them. In Thor 2 and Red 2.
Oh.
In Thor 2, he's Odin.
Right, right.
And in Red 2, he plays a different kind of character. I'm not going to tell you because it spoils the lead-up to it. But? Why does Jack have to go puke now? I don't get it. I don't know. More boom flarkery. Yeah, okay, I could go with that. No, there's no such thing as brony. I'm just reading backwards. Blend of the bronies. By God, by gum, by gosh, by ghouly guy. We'll pass on that. Haha. Red 2. Things blow up. Lots of shooting. Lots of running. Cars driving fast. Some hot chicks. I can't remember the name of the girl who plays Bruce Willis's girlfriend that he meets in the first movie and becomes romantically inclined involved with. And she's kind of like a book nerd type, kind of strange, kind of normal girl. And then she's like, oh, she's trying to be super spy. She was funny. She played completely deadpan, straight face throughout the entire movie. Was funny as hell. But Red 2, yes. Big guns, lots of things go boom. I liked. Works for me.
I would totally. I really want to see that. I saw just the previews, and already can tell you it's probably just as action packed as the first one.
Yep, I can tell you it was action packed as the first one.
Yeah,
but
I like
the story better in the first one. The second one had kind of a little Deus Ex Machina type solution to it. It's like, oh well, I saw that coming.
Right.
Ah, la la la. Okay, now I know what he's talking about. I know why he was perconnected from what I had said. Kajoom! Gesundheit. Yes. So I hear you watched a couple of movies recently, and I'm going to pull you out on the one that I've actually watched and enjoyed the crap load of. Mutant Girl Squad?
Yeah, I watched it, and let's just say it's got some interesting scenes.
Okay, that's a messed up movie. All J-pop movies are kind of on the messed up side. Their whole concept of the transformative gender role identity. Hey, no, it doesn't have to be normal. What the heck is normal?
Oh, yeah, it was far from normal. I have to say, though, it was kind of hilarious, some of the scenes, like the father when he reveals that he's not human.
Oh, you mean and he shows his breasts?
That's not the only piece he shows.
That's the only part I'm going to talk about.
Thank you. and then, this is still the beginning, but I like when he gets his head cut off and still talking from the cake.
Yes. Yes. So you didn't like the giant guy at the end with the, oh my god, my manhood piece is a sword.
Well, I saw that one, but I think I laughed more about the one of the girls who had swords in her breast.
Oh, yeah. Oh no. That's what I was trying to remember. Okay. You want a goofy J-pop movie? Here you go. I was mentioning Robo Geisha earlier.
Right.
There is a scene where the girls, two of these girls in this movie, have, breast milk, right? Women have that, right?
Right.
Theirs is full of acid.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So it's like, wacky. And the one girl's face opens up and a chainsaw blade comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was fun. Crazy stuff in this one. But
that was her in R.I.P.D. That's right. That was. She was good. I liked her in that movie, too. She played the head of the police court. Not court. Precinct. Precinct in the whatever thing. But R.I.P.D., we've mentioned before, it was a good movie. Everybody should watch that one, too.
Yeah.
So, yes. Mutant Girl Squad. Good movie. Fun.
It's a fun movie. It is a splatter movie, that's for sure.
All J-pop movies are splatter movies.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was fun. It was hilarious. I mean, it starts off a little slow, and then just once it starts picking up, it doesn't stop. So, Dead Man Down, that was another one I watched. This is one of the newer Colin Farrell movies. And I guess when you...
Poker face.
Huh?
Poker face.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, I guess when you catch the storyline, you pretty much can predict the rest. But it has the action. It has a interesting little twist in it as well. But the guy who... I'm not going to spoil it.
Good.
Just say that, you know, you have to watch it. It's got a little twist. You'll figure it out pretty fast. But it's worth it. It's still action-packed. Okay.
Is there any dead men in it?
Oh, plenty of them.
Yeah,
plenty.
But they're zombies?
Oh, no, no.
No, no, they're just living people who die.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to talk about one that has a little creep factor in it, at the same time is nice little spoof on a particular...
Lego movie?
No. Before, I'm not doing that one yet.
Come on, Lego movie.
No, first one first. Okay, there's a particular Ghost Hunters team, and I'm not referring to the Taps team. There's another one that has their own show as well, who, is just kind of hilarious. And anyway, there's a spoof on it, and it's called Grave Encounters. And this particular movie actually has some interesting little parts that I cracked up laughing on because I recognized right off the bat who they were imitating. But the reason I like this is a Tribeca film.
Just so tight.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know if you're familiar with Tribeca films, you know, but I mean, the fact is that they're independent films and they're kind of fun to watch. There is some creepy scenes in here that if you're not prepared, it will get you.
Gonna get you with a stick?
It'll hit you hard.
Okay. That Lego movie.
Okay, Lego. Yes, I do watch these kind of movies from time to time. And this one was Lego Marvel Superheroes Maximum Overload.
No, it was Lego My Ego.
No, you can have your ego.
I already had my ego.
Well, then I don't need to Lego.
I also had my id.
Uh-huh. I don't know what that is, but you can have it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You don't know what an id is?
No.
Ego, id, super, super ego, super id?
Ah.
Parts of the brain?
Have you seen this Lego movie yet?
No, I have not. But I will be.
It's worth watching because Spider-Man's in it, and man... And what they do with him is too good.
Good, but they kill him? Kill him?
No. It's hilarious. Let's just say he gets dogged throughout the whole entire film.
Well,
It's like about a 22-minute film. It's not a long film. But you do have Loki in there. You have Thor. You have pretty much all the Marvel superheroes from the first Avengers movie. And then, like I said, add Spider-Man. And
Spider-Ham?
You get Doc Octopus. From the last Iron Man, what was the villain in that one?
The Mandarin?
The Mandarin. Mandarin's in this one. Of course, Hulk's nemesis, and I forget his name as well.
He has many nemesises. They all have many nemesis eyes.
I want to say it was in the last movie as well. But they didn't name him as they named him in this one, and I can't remember the name.
Let's see. There was Doc Samson. There was... What's the guy with the big brain? There was Apocalypse. Yeah.
Not him. No, it
Doomsday.
Was another one.
Doomsday.
Nope, not Doomsday.
No, Doomsday is Superman. Apocalypse was Hulk's. The other one was the guy with the big brain. Big brain.
It was another one that turned into a Hulk like him.
Yeah, that was Apocalypse.
That was okay, maybe that's the one.
Not Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. Doesn't sound like
Doomsday. Crap, why am I mixing them? Because Marvel and DC kept flipping their stupid thing.
Well, anyway, it's hilarious. You do have all the nemesis, and I'll give you this part. This is hilarious. Is Loki gives them the overload potion in a sense, but it's a snowball that he throws at them.
That's the whole overload potion thing is goofy. It's wrong. It's not part of the.
Oh, it's far from the actual stories, but it's the Abomination. Thank you.
Abomination, Matt. That was it. That's what I was trying to remember. Crap, I couldn't remember because Apocalypse is the name of the planet that Darkseid is on from the DC universe, and Doomsday is Superman's big honking bad guy villain thing that actually killed Superman.
Right.
So, you liked Lego?
I thought it was hilarious. It was a nice little. Spoof that it was worth it. And like I said, they kept dogging Spider-Man through the whole thing.
As they should.
It was good.
Ooh, I would agree. Hey, War Dog actually did mention Hulk's truest nemesis throughout the entire comic book series, General Ross. But I don't know if WD has been watching or reading any of the comic... The Leader, yes, thank you. I'm tired. I can't remember stuff right now. Names, they escape me. Pictures, I can see you, and I can explain a whole picture to you right now off the top of my head without even trying. But if I have to name it, I might have a problem. General Ross, Betty's daddy. Yeah. Now, that whole synology right there. If you're reading the current comic books, and you'll know that there is also now a Red Hulk and a Red She-Hulk.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Red She-Hulk came first, then the Red Hulk came second.
I haven't gotten into the new one, so what is this about?
Red She-Hulk is actually Betty. Red Hulk is General Ross.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Now, they're supposed to be even stronger than the normal Hulk, but whatever. It looks good on a cover. So, on that meantime, it is now time to run the intermezzo ads, please and thank you. Enough. That was a very short song, but it was one that I like a lot. It's from a band called Varga, and if you couldn't guess from the way that they repeated it frequently through the song was called Red Ribbons, talking about the Black Plague. One of my favorite times of the year, the Black Plague. Because death just walked upright like a man, but really wasn't. It was kind of scary, creepy, and whatever, but they kind of fell down and kind of all did that stuff.
Wasn't death in the form of rats?
That's what spread the bubonic plague, yeah. And it wasn't actually the rats. It was the fleas and ticks on the rats.
Gotcha.
They just carried them.
Right.
Not a very pleasant thing to do, but hey, that's what shit does that back then. So, I was going to try something. We haven't done this in a while. I was going to try and do a little bit of story time again. It's been a while since I've done one of these, so here's the way it works. People's in the chat room, feel free to throw out some random pieces of information while I'm doing this. I will possibly even use some of it. Some of it I might not. Some of it I might go, ha, that's funny, but I ain't using it. And some of it I might just say, ooh, that'll work right here. Think. Do you remember story time, E-Dub?
I do.
So we're gonna start with some story time. We're gonna do a new one. I've completely forgot where Princess Persephone. No, Persephone was the right pronunciation. I always going was Persephone. I don't remember. She's dead. I don't care. 'Twas a dark and stormy night. Once upon a time, the midnight blurry. All through the land, the fear gripped with a bony hand, as shadows dripped out of the dark forest. Dark Forest was in this little corner of the country that was sitting over there. A lovely little river went around that side. A lovely little river went around that side. And then there's this dark, clumpity clump clump of a forest. A couple of miles wide, a couple of miles deep, full of all kinds of creepy, creepy. For the most part, it was kind of quiet. Nobody... Oh, flying monkeys. I like that. For the most part, nobody really saw anything until within the last couple of years. Every once in a while, there'd be these reports of flying monkeys flying out of the trees, sort of poking their little faces out and saying, giggity, giggity, giggity. And then, whoop, there was nothing. And for years, people would just keep chalking it up as more of those urban myths and those fantasies that the crazy kids like to go and say, hey, those kids, they're just smoking some Princess Persephone, the new drug that was making the rounds in the that place where the drugs get picked up and people are smoking it. And it's like, oh, that's just not cool, man, not cool. So it's like, no, there's no such thing as flying monkeys with purple shorts. No, that's just not possible to happen. Can't do it. Can't be there. I'm not going with that one. So yes, years pass, and suddenly there's, like, missing children. What happened to the children, they'd say? The townsfolk were all around. They weren't naked. Flat out not going to happen. Where are the children? We're missing our children. We must call up a hue and cry. Get the axes, get the pitchforks, get some... Ooh, squirrels. That's tasty. Get the pitches, get the torches. Let's go and check out this forest. So the townsfolk had a group of people. About 20 of them, all hardened soldier types. Not that they really had much in the way of soldier types, because it was like a small... town, you know, nobody really ever had to fight anything there. So they sent a group of them in. Devil monkey decoys, yes. So the small group, 20 warriors, well, they weren't really warriors. They were kind of more along the lines of a couple of huntsmen. One guy was a woodsman. One guy was the blacksmith. It's like, it was a really bad idea to send the blacksmith in because, you know, he's a big, strong guy. So they all walk over to the forest. And they're walking to the edge of the forest. And it's like the river's on the one side and the river's on the other side. So the only way to really get in without going across the river and landing on a beach that's like, well, it's kind of difficult, is to approach from the north. And from the north, it's got this large gully, a chasm almost, a big dip in through, almost like a canyon. But not quite big to be called a canyon. Just call it a chasm. So they decided to come in from the north because it was a little easier to see because you could actually see what was coming at you and what you were coming towards. So as they're walking towards the forest, they're beginning to wonder, why is it so quiet around here? It was really odd, really strange, really odd. Stabby types. Ooh. And they're getting to the forest and they walk in. They send the blacksmith in. I don't know why they decided to go with the blacksmith in first, but he was like... a ballet dancer. Yeah, that could work. So instead of sending the blacksmith in, he volunteered. He really wanted to go. Because he thought, yeah, I'm a strong guy, man. These guys, they got nothing on me. I go in, I kick the butts of whatever's in there that nobody has to worry about. They said, no, no, send the ballet dancer in. He's fast. He's nimble. He can jump through things. And if there's a problem, he can run away back to us quickly. And so they're going, and the ballet dancer goes in. He's a ballet dancer, so he's walking nimbly and runs in there quickly. And they're waiting, and they're waiting, and they're waiting. And they don't hear nothing. It's like, wow, not hearing nothing. What happened? Well, we should probably send somebody. You know what? Screw this. Let's all go in right now, walk in as a team. Because, you know... maybe something bad happened to him. We are looking for some guys who might, or people, or things, or whatever, who may have kidnapped a couple of our children. It could be dangerous. Let's go in as a group. Everybody, grab your stuff. Let's go. We're going in as a group. They're walking in, walking in, walking in, walking in. Not hearing anything. It's kind of weird how, you know, there's no sunlight reflecting from above the sky because the canopy of leaves along the top is really high and it's blocking out the sky. and that sort of thing. So they're walking along, they're looking up, they're looking around, everybody's kind of huddling together, a couple of, you know, there's distance between everybody, because you've got to be able to keep your sword arm ready, so, yes, that, so that you can be able to hit something if you need be, because you don't want to be engaged in close combat with a whole bunch of guys and then not be able to really let loose with the weapons and stuff. So they're walking along, one guy says, "Hey, you guys smell that? What you talking about? Smell what?" Everybody's giving a little bit of a sniff, and it's like, "Smell fire." "Really? This is the force. Well, who's good for that fire going on in here?" And they're obviously not talking about this torch that the one guy at the back had, because that obviously wouldn't be that much of a fire, but it would be a little sliver of a fire going on there. I don't think there's a Walmart greeter in this forest. Sorry, I had something in my throat. It was a frog. I just had to eat it.
Hi, welcome to Walmart. Get your stuff and get out. There you go.
Yeah. That. Forest. Walking. People. So, they've got their weapons out. They're walking around, Burning monkey shorts. And what happens is that they see this in the front of the ground, on the path, because there's a bit of a path. It's not really a path, not really a road. It's more like, it looks like people have been walking along here. They've been walking along this section of path. There's nobody living in this forest. What the hell is there doing with a trail with people walking along? So they're coming along, and they find these shorts in the middle of the trail, and they're on fire. And they're wondering, oh my god, that's freaky. Who the hell would burn their shorts? The one guy's looking at it, is like, who the hell would burn? Wait a sec. Isn't that the shorts of the ballet guy that just came in here we just sent in first? Holy crap, what'd they do to him? Okay, now everybody's kind of a little rattled on the side. They're wondering, geez, man, something weird might be going on in here. Something really, really spooky going on now. Some weird noises go on. It's like, what? Weird noise just went by overhead. Who, was anybody looking up? No, man, we were looking at the burning shorts there, bro. Okay, keep your eyes, Yoko, Yuso, Negan, keep your eyes looked up. Watch the skies. See if nothing's coming down at us while we keep moving forward here. Don't know what we're looking at, but obviously we're on the right path, because ballet guy, that was him. That was his shorts, man. We gotta go find the ballet guy. I haven't given the ballet guy a name, so we'll call him Bong Doogie. That's his name, Bong Doogie. I'm not going to remember it in 5 minutes, so that's okay. Walking along again into the forest. Now they're deeper. They're probably about a mile into the forest. It's like it's getting really cold in the forest here. It's kind of really weird how it's cold. Why would the forest be cold? Because it's in the middle of summer. The forest is cold. A little creeping itch coming in the back of their spines going tickety-tockety, tickety-tockety, tickety-tock, 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 tickety-tock. Like, what? Dudes, are you guys hear that? No. We don't hear nothing. You sure? I hear this thing going tickety-tock, 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 tickety-tock. What? What the hell is that? Seriously, dudes, look around. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you hear? I don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing. I don't hear... Oh, I hear something bad coming down that side of the path. What? Everybody face forward. It doesn't look like anything. Where's the torch? Bring the torch up. Pull a light. More light. More light. Why is the forest floor moving? Why is it coming? What the hell is that crap? What? No! Nobody else will give me any information here.
Not the man of stinks.
No. It's no stinking man. They're the stinking mans. Yeah, light. Okay, so they're watching. It's like, why is the floor of the forest moving? Why is it coming towards us? What the hell is this crap? Only three of the guys got up on the tree. They wanted to get a better look. Let's try to look. It's moving. And as they're watching, and the forest floor gets closer and closer to the front guy, and happens to be the blacksmith, you know, big guy, muscles, all kinds, no neck. He's got like a heavy, heavy, heavy head. Big guy. I'm Rugla. But whatever. And as he reaches down to look at it, he wonders, what the hell is this crap? And then all of a sudden it starts covering his hand. He's just poking at it, crawling up his hand. It's thousands upon thousands and thousands of these giant spidery black things crawling up, eating away. He tries to pull his hand away, and there's no hand there anymore. And then they keep coming up his arm, and there's no arm there anymore. And they're on his feet, and they're on his feet. They're crawling up his legs, and they're all like, ah! Falls over dead. They crawl over him and eat him all up real quick. And the other two of the guys who got up in the trees is like, holy Jesus, man, we're staying the hell up here because we ain't going down on that crap. That crap is going to kill us. It's like a carpet full of eating monster creatures. And this really, all the guys are still down there. It's like, math is going, 16 guys still down there. They're all wiped out in minutes. The guy with the torch, torch falls down to the ground, sputters out, it's flattering a bit. The spiders kind of stay away from it because, you know, it's fire. They don't necessarily like the fire. The other guys that are all down there are gone in minutes. Minutes! Gone! Boom! Stripped down to bones. Nothing but white smiles left in the sun that's not actually showing because the trees are blocking out all the sun. And then the forest carpet floor keeps moving and moving and moving away to the other side, back to the path they came. And then all that's left is a small pile of bones, 16 men, 16 souls, all dead, buried, all dead, gone. See, yes, the three guys are still up in the trees. Like, holy shit, man, did you see that? Yeah, did you see that? Not really, but holy shit, that happened. And they're like, oh, crap, man, what do we do? What do we do? We're going to stick in the strange trees? So where the hell are we going to go from here? We go back that way, they're going to get us, because we're going to walk right back to them. Wait a sec, what if they come back? What do you mean, what if they come back? If they come back, they're going to keep beating us, too. We can't do that. Keep going forward? I guess that's the only option we got left here right now, huh? Let's go forward. The herpers. Yeah, okay, we'll call them herpers. Those were the herpers that just went past. What do you mean it's a herper? I don't know what the hell it means. That's what just... It sounded like a herper, herper. Herper, herper. Herper, derp. What? Where do you get this stuff from? You crazy people over there. So the other three guys crawl down out of their trees. Now they know. They're going to listen to that tickety-tack, tickety-tack, tickety-tack noise. They hear that tickety-tack noise. They're climbing their butts right up those trees again as soon as possible, as quickly as possible, because they know what that now means. It means dead things come, and they're going to be dead. They're not going to strand on that ground. They go. They pick up the torch. Yusuf picks up the torch. It's like, okay, I got the torch. Let's go. They keep going down the road. And I see by the clock on the wall that we're almost ready for the end of the show. Ha-ha! So we're going to leave right there with a cliffhanger in the middle of the forest. Three men standing. 20 men went in. Three men still standing. What happened to the other 17? They're all dead!
This is Spartan... Oh.
What? Wrong.
No, no.
I don't know what you're talking about, Foo. I don't know what you're talking about. Ha ha ha! Spider monkey does a spider spunky 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 monkey 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 honky honka wonka.
I'm gonna go. I got a video I'm gonna have to put together and put up there. You know how you guys talk about your devil monkey?
Devil monkey!
Yeah, okay. Get this. Walmart sells it.
Cool. But I'm gonna do some shout outs now.
Shout out time!
Shout! Shout! Shout out the devil! So, I'm going to throw it to people. It's like, I don't know if you all been watching or not, but you should be, because I think it's funny as hell. Magic Farm is Incorporated. Got like, 9 videos up now? It's fun. It's awesome. It's sexy sex lady on right now. Should all go watch that. YouTube.com, Magic Farmers Inc. with an INC, not with an INK, because INK will be confusing as all hell, because that's what you put on the body. That's tattoos. That's ink. This is ink as in incorporated, INC. So magic, farmers, ink as in incorporated, but no abbreviation and no dots, so just INC. Not to be confusing. Bam. Now, other thing we're going to say, we got Free Pie Night coming up in a few seconds.
Yeah.
With a gentleman by the name of Todrick Hall, who's going to be talking with the EW. He's some kind of American Idol dude and YouTube dude. I don't know what he does because I don't really know who he is. I never really heard of him until EW mentioned it on Facebook. But I'm sure y'all might have heard of him.
For shame.
Hey, man, I can only see so many things in the world. I did, however, see the giant mega squid or whatever footage that the oil rig captured couple years back. That was freaky looking. She puts the ooh in prude. Yes, exactly. I've heard that. And then after Free Pie, we've got Mental Candy with model Candy. Actor. Yes, exactly. Model actor William Willett. I don't know who he is either, but he sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, see, yeah.
And then beyond that, we've got a whole plethora of things and places for people to go. Afterrod on Facebook. Funky Weird Pig on Facebook. TMV Cafe on Facebook. Check out these things on the West of the Universal Wide Web Place thingy. Mabobby, pokey, pokey, sticky, sticky, hockey, hockey, ho, ho. And don't listen to Rob Ford, because he's on crack, man.
Right.
Roll and credits. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have yourself a pleasant Wednesday. This has been A Slice
of a Big Surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have appeared.